Maryland's governor's race has been notably negative this year, and when Republican Larry Hogan and Democrat Anthony Brown met for their second televised debate yesterday, WYPR's Christopher Connolly says the two did not dial back the conflict.
The gloves were off, and Hogan and Brown were swinging. Hogan blamed Brown for the state's lackluster economic performance.
Our state economy ranks 49th out of 50 states. We're third in the nation in foreclosures. We've doubled unemployment. The economy is a mess, and everyone in Maryland seems to know it except you.
Brown criticized Hogan's plan to cut taxes by reducing spending.
Larry, your numbers don't add up. Your first and only specific plan you laid out on the campaign, and the numbers just don't add up.
The two contenders faced tough questions from moderators, but each tried to turn weaknesses into strengths. Brown was asked about his role as head of Maryland's healthcare exchange. That included an expensive website that crashed on day one. But he touted strong enrollment despite the IT failure.
We rolled up our sleeves and got it done. It wasn't pretty. It was difficult work. And we enrolled 411,000 Marylanders.
After the Washington Post reported Larry Hogan told gun rights advocates that he'd work to weaken enforcement of a controversial gun law, Hogan said he thought the bill should have actually been stronger.
I never opposed limiting assault weapons. I never opposed background checks. I'm very supportive of those things. The only problem I had with SB 281 was it did not go far enough.
Much like the campaign rhetoric that we've seen through the campaign ads, this is the first time we've really seen them kind of go after each other a little bit.
Malia Cromer is a political scientist at Goucher College. Despite the more cantankerous tone of the debate, she says that the candidates didn't tread much in the way of new ground.
This debate, unfortunately, I think for a lot of voters, did offer more of the same that we saw in the first debate.
Melissa Deckman, a Washington College political science professor, says Anthony Brown probably scored points with voters by emphasizing his education and environmental plans. But she says Larry Hogan continued to plow ahead with his laser-focused message about the economy, a message she says is resonating with voters.
At the end of the day, you know, the thing that seems most salient to Maryland voters is taxes. And that message of taxes, taxes, taxes is still very powerful. And I think it's still shaping the debate. It's shaping what the campaign is about.
With early voting just 9 days away, recent polling shows a tightening race. A Washington Post poll had Brown leading Hogan 47-38%. A Baltimore Sun poll this weekend showed an even tighter race, 49% Brown, 42% Hogan. But a Goucher poll shows some 45% of Marylanders say they don't yet have an opinion on either candidate.
I think Brown's got to be a bit nervous at this point because this should be a cakewalk and it's not. And I think it's a midterm election where the electorate, it tends to be more white, it tends to be more middle class, it tends to be more male. So those are things that, you know, advantage Larry Hogan as opposed to Anthony Brown.
The Baltimore Sun poll also showed Hogan's voters to be more steadfast in their support than Brown's. But Brown still has a lead and a built-in advantage in the state's overwhelmingly Democratic electorate. Malia Cromer says that's not all he's got.
Keep in mind that Anthony Brown has a lot more money in the bank. So when we think about turning out the vote and we think about the last few weeks, he's going to have the money to put the boots on the ground and he's going to have the money to put campaign ads in the airwaves.
And Cromer says that on November 4th, turnout is all that matters. For 88.1 WYPR, I'm Christopher Connolly.
You can find more election news online. Go to wypr.org/elections.